Hi, Dan Thompson here, Wednesday morning, April the 8th, and on the eve of coming up to Easter weekend and Passover, the start of Passover, of course, was today, I'd like to talk to you about the new norm. Despite being locked down for the last 2 to 3 weeks, we here at DG Rehab are busily working away. Unlike perhaps retail stores that are heavily impacted by this, and thank goodness, the government is providing subsidies for those workers who are not getting a steady paycheck. But with us and the type of consulting work that we do, the nice thing is that by using technologies that are already in place, but putting more of a heavy reliance on them, it's business as normal here. So for example, today I have an IME, or an independent medical examination, that I will be conducting. This individual does not have technologies such as Skype and or Zoom, so we will be doing the interview by telephone. Although you cannot see or observe that individual, you could still glean or obtain a lot of good information. In fact, what I find now is that lawyers are obviously pretty smart, and a lot of the cases that I'm working on, because the court systems are shut down and because the normal process of going through discovery, and then of course if they still don't resolve the case, going to court, isn't available at this stage. What plaintiff and defense lawyers are doing is working in collaboration. So they still have their liability experts to discover who's at fault and perhaps, what exactly happened in an accident. But of course, they're also turning to damages experts such as myself so that I can ascertain exactly what is reasonable and necessary in terms of goods and services based on those injuries going forward, or I can determine what type of jobs that they can obtain, of course, once things resume back to normal. And by going through this process, this way, plaintiffs do not have to wait extended periods of time. They can still hopefully come up with a reasonable settlement. By using technologies, as I said, such as Zoom, this way, IMEs can be conducted through that. I use Calendly to make sure that I'm organized and keep my schedule coordinated. And of course, even going old school by using a telephone such as today's interview, things can go forward. I'm also filled with hope. I was watching the news today and it would appear that Wuhan, China has lifted all of their restrictions. So after being in a severe lockdown for over 71 days, people are now mingling about, assuming they are not symptomatic. And Harvard University, of course, has shown that we may have to implement social distancing for at least another 2 years to ensure we do not get a second wave. But having said that, humans are pretty resilient. We also learn ways to adapt. And I think this is a perfect example to show how we can, create this new norm. So this is Dan Thompson signing off, Wednesday the 8th, and I hope you have a great day. Take care.